For a decade now, Czech teenagers have been doing research into the fates of Jewish people who lived in their localities before, during, and after World War II, as part of a project entitled Neighbors Who Disappeared. Organizers say participants at schools around the country have learned valuable lessons and unearthed a lot of previously unknown information. Ian Willoughby reports.
In 1938, she lived in Karlovy Vary. Her parents have a shop with boots. In fact, they lived as the middle class of the society.
Ladislav Klimeš is from a secondary school in Chomutov. He and some classmates have made a short film based on interviews with Dora Peshkova, a Jewish woman who survived Terezin and Auschwitz and is now 89. That documentary is part of the Neighbors Who Disappeared project, which was launched by Prague's Jewish Museum in 1999. This week a conference has been held in the city, marking a decade of activity. There, the woman who runs the project, Marta Vanchurova of the association The Forgotten, described how it first got going.
This project has developed a life of its own. We sent only a handful of questions out into the world, to schools. For example, are there any traces of Jewish monuments where you live? Have you met any Jewish local people? Or do your grandparents have stories about them? We got answers that showed a really surprising outlook on the part of the children, who started doing very thorough research. This was because in many places there hadn't been any research. The project has made the biggest impact in places where no research had been done at all.
Neighbors Who Disappeared places high demands on the 12 to 18-year-olds who take part. First, they have to establish at least three sources.
If they have fulfilled those criteria, they then have to compare the findings with the database at the Terezin Memorial. So it's a very demanding project, and not all participants have managed to meet the criteria. If they complete their research and reach people who can tell them something about their memories, which is the main point of the whole project, they have the additional task of creating multimedia presentations. Before, they had to make publications. Now it's websites and panels.
Over the years, about 200 schools have become involved. Most parents have been supportive, though some have questioned the amount of time spent on an extracurricular activity. As for the students themselves, Marta Vanchurova says they've benefited a lot.
It's given them far more than we had expected. It's left a mark on them, because it changes their approach, not only to minorities, but to humanity in general. They learn, for instance, how a person reacts in a stressful situation and get a psychological insight into history. They come across small stories they wouldn't otherwise come across. They've written to us saying it has given their lives a certain direction.
Looking ahead, the NGO The Forgotten is now planning to get students to research another dark period in modern history, the hardline communist 1950s.
Many thanks to Ian Willoughby. To those of you who may just be tuning in, thank you for joining us.